Mudere said his staff now work long hours to process documents for deported citizens.
Presently, due to the deportations that are taking place, see, our numbers in central registry are high. We are having many people coming. We have put ourselves on overtime to try and help these people. I would say we are coping.
He says his office is overloaded, even though last year staffers went to South Africa to document Zimbabweans without passports who were seeking permits to reside there. He said just over 72,000 Zimbabweans were given documents, though they are estimated to be more than 2 million living there. Mudere said it is difficult to know how many Zimbabweans are living in South Africa because some had documents while others simply do not bother to approach his officers or the Zimbabwean embassy in South Africa. He said his Harare office processes 600 passport applications daily and more are processed in 9 provincial offices. He said his office can produce some 2,000 passports a day. Principal Immigration Director Clemens Masango told the committee that deportees from South Africa complain of harassment on both sides of the border.
Those deportations commenced on 7 October 2011 and they are ongoing. We, through Bedbridge, we are receiving 2 arrivals per week, but in varying numbers, but averaging between 200 to 400 per arrival. From Lindela, 2 arrivals per week. Then those that would have been found along or near the Limpopo, those come, they are brought daily.
He said South Africa has deported 3,900 Zimbabweans since early October, while Botswana has sent home 18,700 Zimbabweans since the beginning of the year. Masango expressed concern that Botswana even punished some deportees with the lash. He said Zimbabwe is engaging Botswana to end this. He said deportees are helped by the government and the International Organization for Migration at the borders with food, medication and transport towards their homes. Masango denied reports that Rwandan fugitive Protas Mpiranya, wanted by the United Nations Tribunal for Rwanda for the 1994 genocide in that country, is living in Zimbabwe. He said police investigations have turned up no indication Mpiranya is in Zimbabwe.
Interpol have written to us and inquired officially through the national police structure. Investigations have been carried out. This person has not been found. And police are on the record of having made a statement that they have not been able to find that person in Zimbabwe. He's not there, but that their investigations are still underway.
The committee said it would soon visit the Bedbridge and Plumtree border posts to assess the plight of deportees. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.